No matter who wins an Oscar tonight, undoubtedly at least one acceptance speech will go on too long, and the orchestra will get its cue, as Cuba Gooding Jr. found out the hard way back in 1997 after winning Best Supporting Actor for his role in the film Jerry Maguire.
God, I love you. Hallelujah. Thank you, Father God, for putting me through what you put me through, but I'm here and I'm happy. The studio, I love you, and Cameron Crowe.
Getting played off the stage is by now an Oscar tradition. Ian Chillog and Mike Danforth of NPR's How to Do Everything podcast explain just how it works.
Just so you can keep us straight, I'm Mike.
And I'm Ian. Now, everybody always wants to blame the conductor for playing the winners off.
You may remember Julia Roberts even got mad at him.
And sir, you're doing a great job, but you're so quick with that stick, so why don't you sit? Because I may never be here again.
But here's the thing. It's not the conductor's fault.
It's not the music director that's making that call.
That's Bill Ross. He was the music director at last year's Oscars.
It's the director of the show, the producer of the show. People think that it's the music director or the guy with the baton that's making this call, and I can assure you it's not.
Every conductor has their own special song they use for this purpose. In Bill Ross's case,
it's literally called Too Long, and it's always sitting there on the stand, and it's very simple.
The song Too Long is specifically orchestrated to make it harder and harder to talk over.
So, Bill, let's try this. We'll play a speech, and you kind of tell us what's going on in your headset and in the pit as the speaker's talking.
4 score and 7 years ago, our fathers brought forth on this continent a new nation, conceived in liberty.
All right, let's get ready to play this guy off.
Now,
okay.
Whether that nation so conceived and so
piano
can
plays, be it's playing, it's slowly getting a little bit louder. And then on cue, I'll bring in the strings so they start to build. We're getting more and more volume. Hopefully they're getting the message. And then at a certain point, the brass come in, and it's orchestrated big and rich and hard to talk to. And hopefully by then, they've wrapped up their speech and they're gone.
If they fail to get the speaker off the stage, they dim the lights.
They'll cut your mic.
And go to commercial.
They won't, however, tase you.
Yeah, we asked.
But before the orchestra became the established way of getting people off stage, they had other ways of doing it.
Here's historian Jim Piazza talking about the 1956 Oscars, when Dorothy Malone won Best Supporting Actress.
She went on for 5 minutes and something, and nothing they could do could stop her. And finally, Jerry Lewis rushed out and took out his pocket watch and just swung it in front of her face. And that was her cutoff.
Even though music is probably more polite than Jerry Lewis, the conductors still feel terrible about it.
Bill, last year you played off Colleen Atwood, who won Best Costume Design for her work on Alice in Wonderland. We can forward on a message.
Yeah.
Anything you want to say to her?
Colleen, I'm so sorry. As far as I'm concerned, you can stand out there and talk as long as you want.
Hey, Colleen, does that help?
Well, that is very kind of him. I should thank Bill for that apology, and with all the understanding of a fellow person behind the scenes.
Remember, when you're watching tonight, it's not the conductor's fault.
No, it's the director.
Yeah, blame him.
For NPR, I'm Mike Danforth.
And I'm Ian Chillog.
Ian and Mike will be live blogging the Oscars red carpet with some of the other good folks from Wait, Wait, Don't Tell Me. It's billed as style commentary from people who have none, tonight at npr.org.